Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening from Ireland, from Cork. This is Poetic Patterns, and I'm Jane, your host this evening. I'm afraid Avril is not with us this week. She's investigating. What is she investigating? Silence and song. Your deep explorations of her vocal cords. And yes, perhaps embodying extraordinary metaphysical principles. So perhaps more about that next week, when hopefully Avril will be back with us singing in new and amazing ways, new notes embodied. Then we have Divinity card that I have chosen from Almeen's beautiful deck. And it is number 35. The search of, pardon me, Prihanus Arata Prihe. The search for freedom within existing paradigms and belief systems is an irreconcilable contradiction. True freedom can only be found by one who has the courage to leave the mindset of the tribe behind. Klihanus Arata Prihe. Duality is essentially made up of irreconcilable contradictions, I think. Yeah. As I was reading that card, so I heard a crow speaking in the background, and so a crow, or the sound of the crow, is a sound that invites us to become clearer and to release illusion in the moment. Hence, the crow is not included in the lineup of birds for the bird clock, but it is rather a precursor to becoming clear, to express the song of the infinite. So the song of the crow as such, or the sound of the crow, it releases any cobwebs that may be hanging around, any misperceptions or doubts, and the doubt that it's even possible. So I have the picture now of the bird clock on my desktop at the moment, just for the last few days. And we don't know much about the clock of the birds, in fact, because Almeen was, you know, in the process maybe of revealing, you know, the depth of its information to us. However, I think it's true to say with any information by Almeen that it is actually for us to discover its details. Ourselves, through experience, through being clear portals. Ooh, I'm still hearing the crow. It's amazing. So I was inspired today at, so it's just after 6 p.m. now, so at midday, because there were so many birds singing. So I thought I would go outside and actually try to record some bird song. So I have a little recording now. It's completely amateur, and there's a bit of rustling by me as well as I am operating my little recorder. But I just wanted to bring you some bird song from Cork, Ireland, from around midday today. Is it the 8th of March? So it's about 3 minutes long. And as I've written in the intro for the show, these are just some words that came to me there as I was getting ready for the broadcast. So, birdsong playing on the breeze, making music in the trees. The river too itself unfolds. The lords of light add praise-filled tones. O life, sing, so lift your eyes, let your heart open wide, a massive field of infinite intent. Behold. So I'm going to play some birdsong now from near my house today. So here we go. So I hope you were able to hear some bird song there, along with all the other notes. It was very enjoyable actually when I was out there. I had my camera as well. And as seems to happen to me with my camera at the moment, after listening to the birds, so then, when I look around, it's just so beautiful. And because I was listening to the birds, inside and outside. And so then I was taking some photographs. But it's when I start to take photographs, then I see all sorts of little, beautiful colors actually everywhere. Now, particularly in the sky and amidst the trees, but even on the ground as well. And particularly, pink and purple and green, actually pretty much all the colors. And they're there just like little dancing fields. But then when I take the photographs, actually they don't seem to really appear in the pictures, but I just see them and experience them, with my naked eye. And today I was thinking that, really, because when I started to see these, it was last year. It was around this time when Amin, there was a beautiful recording from Amin, which was on Beyond the Cutting Edge. And she talked about the hope, and she talked about the Lords of Light, actually. And so that weekend, I was in this place that I go to, and there are different trees there, including a magnolia and some cherry blossom and that. And they were just everywhere. And I thought, now I'm thinking that these colors really could be, Lords of Light, though I don't know for sure. But they don't really seem to show up when I take a picture, so I just have to enjoy them myself without showing them to anybody. And one reason why I'm thinking about the Lords of Light as well is because I've been working with the sigil of divine compassion. And so part of that, as part of that, there are Lords of Light of divine compassion. So there are nine of them. And there are also angel gods of divine compassion. There are 15 angel gods of divine compassion and nine lords of light. So Amin has given principles of divine compassion, 15 principles, and then a further 8 principles. And she says that praise, love, and gratitude, when added together in an alchemical equation, create adoration in action. And the type of love required for this equation is an all-inclusive, non-directional love, which is called divine compassion, the love of the God kingdom. And it is. Well, adoration is complete and harmonious cooperation with the unfolding intent of the infinite. Which means that the cells have to metamorphose into a higher evolutionary expression, where the small nucleus enlarges to fill the whole cell, erasing cellular memories. The membrane around the cell thins, emitting the information from the infinite that was received by the evolved cell. So I'm just going to call now on the Lords of Light of Divine Compassion, so that maybe we can experience their quality together. So as a way of building up to the sigil of divine compassion, which helps us to embody and express that that quality. So number one is Ekparanut. Ekparanut. Number two, Siharaspur. Three is Ivak Pavek. Four, Res Pavanur. Five, Vrispar. Six, Suvirahit. Seven, Nisaraksu. Eight, Nitrat Sahit. And nine, Priherivar. Kete kale yuya tapahia to haina na ne muya na kota ha bahina ta tua yina ti haya to ha yoya baya nuwa yina yuwa baya na no na haya la baya na te haya uwa yoya yuya yuya ti yoya te ne uwa yana baya no ne ni ala na baya no na na yimu Oya oide oide jana na yina di yini. Yet I in a leap by one eye in one TV in me. Oya tia, yoe oye piti oye di yina. Yoana yati hai ua bayana oye ni oye na yi tu ayate ayati noa. Oya lai no na yini noa yatu hai tu yiti. Oye te oye la da ti aye te oye na ti oye pe ye na ti oye oye ta iyo ta iyo ta aye ti aye ne oye na maye na me moye ta iyo ta iyo ta oye le pe ta iyo ta iyo ti oye na me ano iyo moye aye ti iyo abe pe pe ye ta oye ta iyo ti oye ne oye o ta iyo ta iyo oye ali ke ta iyo iyo na mo mo Moya ni moya ni moya la te ayeti ha. Waya na te ayu ha ya ya te ayu. We have held deep secrets of light for a very long time. The other side of light. The true light, true bright light. The inner side of light. We can dance now. It is time for man's eyes to see the fullness of light, the joy of light revealed. See it in the sunshine and the sky, in the stars at night. See the fullness of light. Feel the joy of light. Let light sing its true song. O light, your luminosity revealed. The song of light, the dance of light, the joy of light, the praise of light, the wings of light, the beauty of light. Day and night, the perfume of light. Taste it now, the perfume of light. Be bright day and night. Listen to the song of the birds when the birds sing. They are a fluid song. The song of the birds calls the dance of the Lords of Light. The fullness of life and light is revealed in this extraordinary interplay. Movement and song enhance the light of day. Shaha tikate bayanata haye tu ha piyale kito hayene tu ha bayanata katawasi nata hiye tikate wayana bayanata ipatu. Yatikua bayane tu ha binita leti yatako zon tu pi. Trees too want to have their say. Though we might be still, we are dancing through the day. We too are singing a song as the bird sits on our branches, as the bird fluidly sings. All of life is truly, truly singing at the one time. Let your senses become one and know the song of life in all its fullness, right here, right now. Singing the love of the in its fullness. All life is blessed. I am high. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. Goodbye.